Rick Styles and Roman, we are having some fun with the guys from Sugarland on the show this morning. Hey, it's US 99, a couple minutes before 7 o'clock Friday morning. But can we talk about Ravinia for a second? Right off the bat, historic location here throughout the Chicagoland area out there in like Highland Park. But I got to tell you, it's crazy to me because there's like 3,000 seats in the pavilion. And then there's just acres and acres of grass. And everybody there, it's almost like a competition of people sitting in the lawn, the grass area, because there's tables, there's chairs,
candles,
the decor, yes, the candles. They have like little decorations on all the tables. It blows my mind, but then it puts a smile on my face because I'm like, look at everybody sipping on wine, eating crackers and cheese, having fun.
It's very odd where the pavilion is only 3,000 people, but the lawn holds like 14,000 people. So it's like, yeah, you almost want to be in the lawn versus the pavilion. And they have a huge variety of artists. Last night was Sugar Man. Tonight's the Beach Boys. My mom's dying to go see the Beach Boys tonight. 50 Cent is going to be there later on. I mean, like, it's the randomness of the artists is awesome. I love it. But last night, after Sugarland comes on, you know, hanging out with our bosses, and we wanted to be front of house to see, like, the full production, the full stage of everything, right? So, watching the intro of the show, awesome. Super excited. All of a sudden, I noticed a couple, two rows in front of us, and it's an older woman and an older man. If I had to guess, I want to say maybe in their 50s, low 50s, something like that. Mm-hmm. And maybe married, I don't know. The woman puts her hand down the back of the guy's jeans.
Uh-oh, it's time to get freaky in the lawn at Ravinia.
Like, she puts her hand in his pants, but the back of his jeans, right? And then there's movement. There's a movement going on. I don't know what was going on, but there were things going on that I didn't want to see. And we took a picture of it. And if you don't believe me, this is a true story. You can check it out on our Styles and Roman Instagram on the stories over there. Because I don't want to like make it a full feature.
Did the guy have a big old smile on his face when the movement
was
going on?
I mean, and then she like takes it out of his pants and like rubs on his back under his shirt. I'm like, ew. Like what?
Did she do the old sniff test?
No, stop. So 312-946-4995. The craziest things you've seen in public, because for me, that was maybe the craziest.
Or maybe you are this woman and this man that was at Ravinia yesterday and you're listening. Please call us up at 312-946-4995 because we have questions for you.
Crazy things you've seen in public, because now I think I've seen it all.
We are definitely going to have some fun this morning. How about 7:15 this morning? You still don't have tickets for Miranda or Little Big Town? We got you at 7:15 this morning. But Styles and Roman, we saw something yesterday at Ravinia at the Sugarland show that we're never going to be able to erase from our minds.
I can't unsee this. A woman, I got to say, upper 40s, low 50s, and her husband or boyfriend, she put her hand on the back of his pants.
There you go.
And there was movement going on. I don't know what was going on, but it was very, very gross. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Tanya. Do you have a gross story for us?
I do. Last weekend at Keith Urban concert, I was in the pit, and this girl pulled her pants down and peed.
No! Yeah. Keith Urban?
At Keith Urban.
Well, come on. The bathroom lines, sometimes they do get a little bit long. Why not just go where you're at?
No, that's gross. I have flip-flops on. I wanted to wash my feet. That was gross.
Did you say anything to her?
No, we just kind of backed away like, oh, gross.
Too bad Keith didn't see this happen because he could have changed the lyrics to yellow ain't your color.
You get it? You get what we did there? You see what we did?
I got it.
It was a Friday night. 4 minutes away before we got Miranda and Little Big Town tickets for you. Good morning. It's US 99 and Styles and Roman and 312-946-4995. Sometimes when you're out and about, you always see like disgusting things, right?
Just like things in public that you should never ever
like, wait,
see.
Why are you doing that?
Maybe a older woman's hand going down the back of some guy's pants.
Hey, maybe it made him happy, right?
Sugarland concert last night. It may or may not have happened, but it did because we have a picture on our Styles and Roman Instagram story. Go check it out. It is
gross.
You can
it's
never
gross.
Unsee what we posted ever again. But good morning, Kayla. Do you have a gross story for us?
Yeah, I'm a lifeguard over the summer, and we were all sitting in our chairs watching the pool, and these two people, maybe eighth grade, a guy and a girl, just going at it in the pool.
Wait, eighth grade?
Yes.
And going at it like making out or like other stuff?
Other stuff.
What?
Oh, man.
Where are the parents of these eighth graders?
I think they were at the pool.
No way, stop.
I'm serious. And the girl who was in the pool, her sister's a lifeguard too.
So with you being a lifeguard, do you have to like blow your whistle and jump in and tell them to stop at any point?
I'm kind of too uncomfortable to even look at it.